This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm sorry.
Already causing trouble. I don't like the silence I'm getting from. Am I in trouble? Yeah, I know.
It's not good.
You're gonna put your elbow in that at some point. Yeah. Well, my knee, the way I sat down, my knee bumped the... I just sat down on my knee, slam. And then, if anything, you shouldn't have put your drink down so early.
Less than a minute and you're blaming him.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Plumbing the Death Star. Refuse to go to bed, stay up late, part of the Get Posh final shows, live at the Soho Theatre. Where we ask the important questions like, which Hammer movie monster would make the best husband and or wife?
So the Hammer movie monsters.
Yes.
We're talking Dracula.
Yep.
We're talking Gilman.
Yes.
We're talking Wolfman.
Yes.
We're talking The Mummy.
Whoa. Yeah.
And we're talking Frankenstein.
We're talking Frankenstein.
We're talking Frankenstein.
All right.
So who are we going to start with? And this is like a long-term relationship, you know?
I understand. So I reckon, look, Dracula.
Okay, let's begin with Dracula.
Dracula, he's like a famous lover.
Okay.
You know, I mean, he goes around, like, he's probably, you know, gone and seduced every sort of man, woman, and whatever.
Yep.
Beast of burden. And now I'm
just put it there.
Just give it a minute. Oh, my God.
Don't knock my drink.
I didn't.
I'm going to put mine down as well, because I'm going to fiddle with it.
I hate this family.
Why'd you adopt us then, Dad?
You idiot, Dad.
I don't know. I saw you ruffians and I thought I'd give you a good home life.
Idiot.
I remember
nothing but arsehole.
Damn it, at the adoption agency. He's like, I take these two boys. We're like, fucking idiot.
What a dumb fuck. I'm going to shit in the street.
Okay, so Dracula, he's fucked a lot. Is that why he makes a good husband?
I mean, look, he's played the field, but now he wants to settle down.
Okay. Yeah.
With, I guess, your boys?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, cool. Okay, so Dracula, qualities of long-term husband and wife.
Should we do a pro and con?
Pro,
he... hold down a job. Being a Dracula, not a job.
Pro... I don't have to watch him die.
Oh, that rules!
Unless someone, like, stakes him to the heart.
Yeah.
Murder's tragic no matter who you marry.
Pro.
Yeah.
Don't have to go to church.
That's true. Con might have to go to Dracula church. That's very great if you're like, I'm so glad with you, you know, I don't have to do like a church service. Dracula's like, what are you talking about? We worship Dracula Jesus. Ah, damn it.
Welcome to church, bruh!
In normal church, you drink the blood of Jesus. In Dracula church, we drink your blood.
Okay. Also, like, I'd be so confused sitting in Dracula church and seeing a big crucified Jesus, because I'd be like, how'd he die in the first place?
Would it be a stake?
I'd be like, darling, wasn't he a Dracula? No, you fool! He became a Dracula!
That's me!
Cons.
Yeah.
If you're going out somewhere fancy, I feel it's going to be hard for Dracula to dress up.
Yes.
Because him looking at himself in the mirror to get done, he can't do that.
Takes a long time.
Also can't go anywhere that's too casual because he always wears that fucking cape.
But you can go places where capes are not only acceptable but are encouraged.
Can you name
Cloud
two?
City.
Cloud City.
Are we going to go on a date to Cloud? That's a city. It's like, where are we going on a date tonight? London.
I think there's also another hurdle there, but I'm glad you ignored that one. Honey, that's a city. Also, it's fiction.
I guess any Comic-Con?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, very acceptable.
Fucking love that my two dates with my long-term partner, Dracula, a Comic-Con and a Star Wars place.
When you're like 45, you're like, come on, that's great. All right, Dracula, have you seen enough Star Wars? Okay. Now let's go and look at the Deadpool. Good.
It's very funny.
Is this good for you, Drax?
It's great to what we imagine.
Drax, very good. Yeah?
It's great to imagine watching Star Wars with Dracula and Cloud City comes on and he's like, why are we not going there?
They love capes!
I'm already dressed.
I'm already sick of this.
All right.
All right, what else we got?
Also, one of the great things about Dracula is... Like, you don't need to worry about building a house or anything, because he's got a castle.
Yeah.
And, like, you can redo a castle, I guess, and sure, that is stressful.
Mm.
It's far less stressful than building a house from scratch, or, like, you know, the buyer's market for housing these days. Don't even get me started.
He is a
renting forever,
owner.
Et
cetera. So, yeah, as a property owner, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
He's got a good portfolio. I'm running out of time.
Con! Oh, no, please, please.
No, I was going to say, you can turn into bats. Now, I don't know, pro or con, you decide.
I guess if, like, our minds are going and we're in a retirement home somewhere, and I don't really know who he is, but he can turn into bats, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That'll keep me entertained.
All right.
Who are you? What? I guess you were bats.
Well, when I'm old, presumably, like, my skin might get more sensitive.
Sure.
And, like, I'm going somewhere with this.
Are you?
Yeah.
Because I think when you get old, your skin gets less sensitive.
Oh, does it?
Like, are you imagining that old people are just a bundle of walking nerves?
Well, look. All right. My thought process was that the Drax can turn into fog.
Okay.
So, like, that could... You could use it to clean yourself.
Okay, so the benefit of Dracula, the pro here is that Dracula is a shower.
Alright,
he's a moist, wet fog.
Alright,
pro or con? I don't know.
Audience, I just need to like a click cheer, whatever, if you're in a long-term relationship.
Woo! Okay.
Alright, and again, if you've used your partner to clean yourself.
Okay.
So either by licking or golden, which one?
Yeah. Can I get a woo if you've ever, like, if you've wished that your partner was a shower? Like, you've ever been in the situation where you're like, I am so filthy. Why aren't you a shower? Why aren't you a moist fog?
We're out in the bush.
Yeah.
You're nowhere near running water. You're kind of filthy. You're like, you are a fog.
Fogs don't clean you.
Have you ever been in a fog? You just get wet.
No,
but not
that's
even
what I was
that
saying.
Wet.
If we would have sensitive skin, a fog would be useful.
Right, I guess if we're in a retirement home, we walk into a fog, then our nurse can sponge us dry.
All right. He can turn into a wolf. That's a good companion, unless they try and eat my friends.
I'm done.
Bro.
Yeah.
Bro.
Okay. It's my turn to ignore you and you to drown on stage.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll keep it.
Yes.
No!
Con, you can't have kids with Dracula, I have to assume. No semen.
But in Twilight, a vampire can knock up a lady.
We're not having sex with Edward Cullen. We're having sex with OG Dracula.
What's he shooting then?
Dust. No, little bats.
Nice! I'm like a bat facial.
Yeah, like a swarm of bats into your mouth.
I've never cum anything except cum, but I can presume that cumming bats is bad.
I reckon it could feel good. No, bear with me here, right? So, look, all right. So, look, cumming is great. That's something we can all relate to.
Yeah, everybody enjoys it.
Having an orgasm is fantastic. It's like a release of pressure. Now, imagine having several tiny bats in that build-up.
Okay.
And now imagine releasing them.
I'd like to check out before the release. Now,
because that's a lot of stuff just holding you back, right?
Do I just
have you imagine those bats flying out? The feeling that you would have, that
euphoria.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
You would feel. Cool. I think that'd be amazing.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Imagine a penis.
Done.
Now imagine testicles.
Done.
Now add bats. Inside.
Would it be something like,
bats. Yeah. You're imagining small bats. So what's smallest thing you can...
Imagine like a vampire bat. Like,
they're about the size of a fist.
Yeah.
That is small compared to other bats.
So I'm imagining like a testicle, right? Imagine it as like a bat egg. And so like as you're
it's a deeply unpleasant thing to say.
Making sweet love to Dracula.
Sure.
The Dracula, like I imagine the bat just cracks open through the testicle, climbs up the epididymis? No, that's the wrong word.
Urethra?
What's that weird thing? The vas deferens, there we go.
The vas deferens.
Just climbing up and then just kind of crawling through the urethra. Pushes through this. And then just starts clawing towards what I assume is an egg.
Usually you say the fucked things. When he says it, I hate it more.
I don't like being on the other end.
But and the best thing about this, because a bat can fly.
Yes.
So you could be making love meters apart.
Okay. Can you explain how that's done?
So, Dracula.
Is it just Dracula jerking off and me with my legs over my head?
And me just like... Spread eagle.
Dracula, this is not sexy or fun.
No!
Be quiet! Be quiet!
I am almost there!
I must free the bats!
I'm in great pain!
Me and
Dracula stopped having sex 20 years ago.
Also, you described the testicles as bad eggs. Does that mean two cums you need
up? Twice and he's done.
Forever?
Yeah.
I have cum my bets.
I have cum my bets. I hope you are pregnant. Or if not, oh well... I guess we have no ear? Damn. I guess we are adopting. Now we need to adopt.
I guess. It feels weird to me that I'm going to die and Dracula's going to keep the castle. You know what I mean? Mm. We're not going to both die and then give the castle to our kids. I'm just going to Dracula remarries or whatever.
He's
going
to marry younger.
Yeah.
And plus, if I do, like, if that bat does, you know, get into my ex.
Sure.
And we have a child. I feel like that child will die and then he'll still inherit. I might stake Dracula for my kid.
That's a weird thing to come out of marrying Dracula.
I'm hitting my twilight years.
Yes.
Dracula's staying the same.
Yeah.
And we have like a child. And I'm like, well, what are we giving our child? And Dracula's like, well, you're having the cusp is mine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you selfish piece of shit.
Well, no.
And then when he sleeps.
I would be scared to marry you if you were like, what are we giving our kid? And you're like, oh, nothing. And you're like, well, I guess I'm going to kid you then.
Also, the kid will...
At this point, I feel like we've been together for a while. I kind of hate the bats.
I feel like it's not just that. I feel like it's all Dracula's little things. Being like, get ready, Dracula. He's like, I can't see myself in the mirror. You're like, then don't, who cares then?
Let me do it. I'll tie your tie.
But I know how to get my cowl just right.
No, you don't. Plus look, the wedding photos?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Why do we not have one?
It's just me doing this the whole fucking time.
Why do we not have one nice photo of the two of us, Dracula?
Yeah,
because
why?
I am invisible in photographs. Well, shut up.
If I'm on my deathbed,
yes.
I mean, what's Dracula going to do? Is he going to sign a DNR? Or is he going to turn me into a filthy vampire?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's frankly rude that he's letting us die.
Hang on.
Yes.
Okay, first of all, there's a lot to deconstruct in the last 2 minutes. First of all, when we suggested this topic, I didn't think it would just be you venting against the pros and cons of a long-term relationship, full stop. Two, like, you can't hate vampires and marry Dracula. That doesn't make sense.
Well, I'm not marrying Dracula for the vampire part. I just like the guy.
Yeah, I like him.
I'm in love with the man.
Filthy vampire-ness.
Not the bat. Well, I'm not. Zammit's got a weird bone to pick there, evidently, but... I like the mayo, not the bat.
Exactly. I like a spaghetti bolognese, very garlicky. And I'm going to give up garlic bread for this fuck.
Con have to give up garlic.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a pretty big con.
All right. This could also be a good point to make. All right, Zabit.
Yeah.
How's Dracula going for you so far?
Very low.
Evidently.
Like,
you're seeing
as you
hate
as
it.
A lover, very good. But then he started coming back on me. Very bad.
That's weird. Who suggested that?
That's crazy.
Well, I suggested that Zabit just run away with it.
Oh, sweet. Bye.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's not doing well.
Yeah.
Look. Is there anything redeemed? We've ruined him forever. But is there anything redeeming that maybe makes Dracula a great husband and or wife?
Yeah.
Well, again, he's got property.
It's yes, he has property.
What are you looking for?
Oh, Dracula. Isn't Dracula sort of like quite dedicated as a...
No, he has brides of Dracula.
Well, presumably he's given up the brides when we married him.
I'm a jealous boy.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I want to be top bitch.
I have to assume when we were like, Dracula, we got down on one knee, we were like, Dracula, will you marry me? He was like, yes. And we're like, but if you say yes, you're going to get rid of your brides.
Yeah.
And he did.
I don't know.
He's a one-person kind of guy now.
I don't think he is. I think he'll be stepping in.
You don't even want to marry Dracula in the first place.
You're not even giving him a chance.
Yeah, no, you're beginning on the off foot. At least I gave Dracula 140 years to be my lover.
Yeah,
all right. Personally, how's it going so far?
Not great. Look, not great.
Yeah, not great. Either.
Gross.
I was fine with him until I heard about his calm issue.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put him... Middle.
Okay.
Middle.
Yeah. Middle's pretty good for a man that comes two bats ever.
Now that means after the twice, like after those two times, it's just dust from then on out.
Well, he's just like, I'm flaccid forever. I'm
dust is far better than bats. In fact, we're married.
I have allergies.
Why did you marry Dracula in the first place, you maniac? You set yourself up for divorce. This is on you. Con, Charles Hammond never wanted to marry Dracula.
I get half his fucking castle now, and that's great.
You're a terrible spouse.
Con, do I have to live in Transylvania?
Yes! You're going to give up a castle for a fucking house in the suburbs somewhere?
Yeah. Well, I don't. Well, we can meet halfway somewhere.
I feel sorry for Dracula.
Me too. I'm gonna put him up to high just because I feel bad.
I'm gonna take him from low to middle.
Oh, enjoy your bat facial.
Well, he comes two bats, and then they're just in the castle. I don't have to think about. I see one flying by, and I'm like, I wonder if that's a real bat or a cum bat.
Guess I'll never know.
Guess I'll never know. Ex. That's life.
I'm just glad Joel Zammett, the rude ex-husband, is not here.
It's funny because there's one Dracula's probably heaps being like, is that a real bat, a cum bat, or a guy?
Hey, you a guy?
Wait, wait, wait. Just a bat. Dracula being like, there are no other, it's just bats.
No, enjoy somebody's... your missed husband. He's like, I don't want any part of that.
Missed husband's great. He's a shower. I love that guy.
I don't want like a husband that can turn into bats, a mist, or a wolf.
All right, deal. Next one. Wolf
or rats.
Wolfman.
Yes, please.
Pro is going to be grey in that role.
Yeah.
When he ages, obviously. Yeah.
Pro, he's only a wolfman for one fucking night of the month.
Yeah, that's true.
12 wolfmans a year. That's easy.
No, Con, that's 12 wolfmans a year.
Yeah, Con, I married him for being a wolfman.
Yeah, for some reason, when I married Dracula, I married the guy. When I married Wolfman, I married the wolf.
He's just a ferocious lover then, I feel.
I just think I'd be really annoyed. I'd be bored for the rest of the month until he became a wolfman. Then all of a sudden the relationship's exciting.
Is it one night?
It's one night.
Or is
it
like, you know, it's
the full moon.
Bit of a
moon.
It's a full moon, yeah.
Is it kind of like, oh, it's a bit of a full moon. He's got a bit of a beard, a bit of a gray, like, you know, nothing. So he's just a straight up man and then he's a wolf and he's a man.
Yeah. Con might kill me.
Con might kill my, like, if I'm a farmer, my cows.
I guess if you're a farmer, that would be a problem.
If I live here, a farmer, he might kill my neighbor's cows.
Yeah. Actually, Con Wolfman doesn't own property. He just lives in the woods.
Yeah.
That's not a house.
Yeah.
That's not a life together.
Con, if we have... he might kill my dog.
Yeah.
All right, look, murder is very much on the table here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go bad for Wolfman.
Okay.
Pro, could kill someone I hate, make it look like an accident.
Hey! Con... could kill someone I hate, make it look like an accident, make it look like a dog, make it look like my dog.
Gets
my dog,
dog
gets put down.
Yeah,
now I got a dead dog and an asshole husband.
Con, Wolfman, so this is a long-term relationship, right? We're not just dating. We're with Wolfman for, say, 30 years.
Yeah.
Wolfman, in that period of time, there's a good chance he'll be caught and put in jail or a circus.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big con. Con, husband is in a circus as an exhibit.
Well, is that a con, or does that mean you get to go travelling a lot?
Oh, pro! I'm a carny now.
Actually, yeah,
come see the Wolfman and Jackson, who's married to the Wolfman.
Look, I'm going to be level with you guys. I don't know how moons work.
Sure.
If we traveled, does the moon change?
What?
So if we...
Yeah. No, so
it might sound stupid, but bear with me.
The Northern Hemisphere has a totally different moon.
No, but like...
What is happening right now?
Yeah, there's two moons. Like, there's a Northern Hemisphere
the
moon.
The phases
and the Southern
of
Hemisphere.
The moon... Do they change?
No!
Sorry. Depending where we are. So a full moon in Australia is the same as a full moon in England?
Hey, when we were in the dressing room
before...
Is that
true? I don't know.
When we were in the dressing room before, did you notice that Joel Zimmer was just like, oh, stupid bitch.
Oh, I love it!
Fucking go to town.
Man, in Australia, we call them dumb fuckos.
You're like, hey, guys, complimentary idiot bills. We're like, time, but don't have them just before going, oh, okay, cool.
I'm not a moon observer.
Yeah.
So
you're not a moon observer. I've never looked at the moon personally.
I'm a casual moon observer. I only look.
You're not an ex. You're not a professional. Sure.
You just know the hits.
I just know the greatest hits. You know.
Gibbous is pretty good.
Because this must be the most frustrating thing in the world. Would anyone like to relieve their frustration by yelling at him how a moon works?
So if it's a full moon in Australia, it's full moon in the UK?
No.
So I'm right! Yeah. Fuck you all then! Thank you for the half that work. Okay, fuck half of you. Or maybe just that one.
No,
room.
You were right, but they were mocking you not because you were wrong, but because you were like, how do moons work? Is it this? I do not know.
Would you rather I come up here, confidence cock of the walk, being like, with no problem, I know exactly how it works. Look, I'm...
Well, you
I'm
would have been right, so...
I'm confident in myself that there are things in this world that I do not know. And one of them being the moon. In fact, there are a lot of things I don't know. The other being the sun.
The sun is less confusing than the moon.
How do solar flares work? I don't know.
The sun just decides.
I saw knowing once, and I was like, "Is that going to happen?"
The sun just sometimes decides to do them.
What's a sunspot?
That's where the sun isn't, but on the sun.
Okay.
But no, yes, pro. I could travel in a circus with my Wolfman husband.
But if you're traveling with the
yes,
then if you're this, what if you miss out?
We're not going country to country.
Yeah.
That would be,
rare.
That's
a
pretty famous circus. Yeah. Especially when one of the exhibits is me with a ring on my finger being like,
wait a second.
Yeah, I married him.
Wait a second. If you go on like a traveling circus, he's only a wolfman one day of the month.
Yeah, well, the rest
that's
of the time.
That's a very boring circus.
The rest of the time, he helps the clowns or whatever.
Because I'm like, oh, I get to see the wolfman. That's just a guy in a cat.
We don't advertise the wolfman when he's not a wolfman. We're not
Why
a stupid
you
circus.
Why don't advertise the wolfman? If I went and saw the cats of the circus, being like, did you know we saw a wolfman? And then I come back the next fucking day and he's not there, I'd be mad.
What has happened to our good
friend? I don't know.
I just have opinions about wolfmen, I guess.
It
and Draculas.
I'm scared to bring up another monster.
Anyway.
All right, how's Wolfman going for you?
He's pretty hot. He's just a dude, and then 1 month I got to deal with a wolfman. I'll buy some chains, chain him up for a night, and I'm fine.
I would let him go eat chickens, because I'm in a loving relationship with him.
Exactly.
Not exactly. You were going to chain him up.
Well, it depends what wolfman wants. Does he want to be chained or in a room full of chickens? If he's like, room full of chickens, I'd be like, no worries, sweetheart.
I'm not going to lock him in a room full of chickens. I'm going to be like, go have at the farms. They'll just think a wolf did it.
So you're just going and letting a wolfman just run.
He's my husband!
You have a responsibility
I
to the community.
I have respect for my husband that is grander than my responsibility to a couple of chickens.
Ah, that's someone's livelihood.
I don't give a shit.
You're rude.
If right now someone was like, hey, Jackson, a wolf is killing chickens, would you like that to not happen? I'd be like, hello, I don't give a shit.
You're bad for the community.
Foxes eat chickens now, and I'm not stopping the foxes. I'm just letting it happen. Who cares?
Well, that's great, because the farmers have been, I guess it's foxes, and stops the foxes. But guess who gets over?
your fucking husband because you didn't chain him up.
I don't. He can eat the chickens. Who gives a shit?
Well, I think you're wrong.
How you doing, douche? Hey,
you gonna let your husband eat your neighbor's chickens?
Frankly, what's to be done?
Hey, you're a bad husband. It's just the what way if your husband's like, I don't want to do this. That's, I'm wrecking someone.
Well, if he says that he doesn't want to do it, then I'll chain him up. But if he's like, hey, let me be a wolf man, I'll be like, dude, okay, I don't give a shit. Live your life, bro.
I feel
then I'll kiss him on the mouth and he'll become a wolf and I'll go to bed or whatever.
For me, this would be a discussion.
I'll wake him in the morning and I'll be like, how many chickens do you eat? He'll be like, a bunch. Or he'll be like, I don't remember what happens to me when I'm a wolf man. I'll be like, oh yeah, that's right. We've been married for 20 years. Sorry, I forgot. He'll be like, that's okay, Jackson. I love you. Do you want to see what's happening on TV? I'll be like, yes, look, it's Grand Designs. Let's watch Grand Designs together, my Wolfman husband. And we'll watch Grand Designs and it'll rule. And I'll snuggle up to his big chest and we'll have a wonderful time.
Do you reckon he's also hairy when he's not a wolf?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Oh, cool.
He's,
yeah,
and he's ripped. He's in great shape.
Oh, yes. Cool. Benicio Del Toro?
Benicio Del Toro? No, I was imagining Gaston for some reason. I'll level with you.
Oh, okay, now I'm imagining a kind of combination between like Gaston and Benicio.
Like a hairy,
like a big hairy,
real man. Gaston like is kind of what
I can
I'm imagining.
Sink my fucking teeth into.
Yeah, just someone who can like hold me in his big strong arms, and you know, I like I feel confident.
Yeah, I'm with that. Hey, but yeah, no, I'm with that. Yeah,
that's kind of what I was imagining.
I want someone like he because he could be.
Yeah.
He'd be great as a lover.
You're a lot about the fucking. I just would like to be cuddled, but I get your point.
No, like he'd fuck you hard, but then he'd cuddle after.
I don't know. In this, I assume I'm like 50. You know,
well, yeah, when we're like older and that kind of stuff,
I'm just in a bit of cuddles at this point.
But it's always warm.
Yeah.
Medium. Frankenstein.
Frankenstein's just a bunch of dead dudes. No, thank you.
Frankenstein.
I don't want to be like me, like, hey, Frankenstein, whose dick are you fucking with me with? He's like,
whose dick are you fuck? He's got the one.
Yeah.
He'll be like,
whose is it?
What is going on?
Frankenstein will either be like my dick or Greg's.
It's not your dick, Frankenstein. I can see the stitches.
The problem is always you, Zaman. I'd like you to know that.
What if the stitches come off? What if he just leaves inside me one time? That's a worry.
The problem is you. I'd be like, hey, Frankenstein, let's make love.
What the fuck is going on? Frankenstein.
He's made of other people.
How does Frankenstein work in your head?
He's, well...
So I'm going to need you to explain two things to me.
Yes. Okay.
How Frankenstein works.
Yes.
How you think marriage to Frankenstein works.
Well, Frankenstein works because he is made up of other people.
Yes, correct.
He's a composite of corpses.
And, yeah, he's a composite of corpses, which is reanimated and made up of Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah.
How do you marry him then? Just because this seems to upset you.
I'm just saying that I don't know where he's.
So if you met somebody who had a, say, a penis transplant.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, no? Because whose dick is that?
I mean, I'd be curious, but like,
you know. That, for some reason, not a problem. Hmm. Yeah, work on that shit, man.
Also, like,
you got to figure some stuff out.
Well, how attached is it? Because is Dr. Frankenstein
really good? It is attached.
Really.
Yes, otherwise Frankenstein
worried,
would
I've
be
seen
like.
The stitches, they're still there.
Otherwise Frankenstein would be like, I am Frankenstein. Slop! And then he would just be arms, and Dr. Frankenstein would be like, fucked it. Cook this one.
Look, I'd just be worried that I'd tear things off.
Okay, well, that's on you, because I'll be a gentle lover. So you enjoy whatever you're doing that is tearing Frankenstein apart.
Anyway.
Yeah.
While he sorts out whatever is going on.
Yes?
Don't engage.
Frankenstein.
Yes.
So he is a big fella.
Yeah.
Reanimated.
Yes.
So he was different pieces of people, but then he comes together as one person.
All right.
Yes.
All right. So.
Daddy issues is my issue with Frankenstein.
Yeah, he does have daddy issues.
I don't. He is either trying to kill his dad or his dad is trying to kill him. Dent in the marriage.
And he did have a bride once.
Yeah.
His dad also wanted to kill her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, like, the bride was, like, his dad's lover.
Yeah, it's weird. And the wedding is going to be strange because in Frankenstein's Isle, there's just going to be the dad and the bride.
Yeah.
Because Frankenstein has no other family. Maybe the little girl is strangled in the book. And I'll be like, honey, why did you invite a corpse? And they'll be like, it is only person who I remember.
another con. Yeah. He's like, look, I'm a big fan of an open fireplace.
Sure.
Like a nice romantic. Yeah. He's gonna be afraid of a fireplace.
It's great to imagine you've lit the fire. There's like rose petals, Frankenstein's like, honey, fire burn.
I'm like, yes, honey, but fire in fireplace. Is this romantic?
Fire burn, Frankenstein.
Fine, we'll put it out.
Frankenstein, sorry.
Joel, no compromise, Zabbit. What's this thing my partner hates? I all of a sudden love it.
Yeah, I would like a fire. Hey, I was nearly burned alive. No! Fuck you. We're keeping it lit. Frankenstein, stupid. Sorry.
Yeah, look.
Frankenstein also may be in toxic relationship.
Yeah, look. Yeah. Con, Frankenstein keep referring to Frankenstein in third person.
Yeah.
Not a big fan.
Yeah, hard to impress people with your boyfriend or husband, sorry, when he's...
Yeah, hi, and this is my loving husband. I'm Frankenstein. Frankenstein, say hi.
You can just say hi. You can just say hello.
Take him to fancy dinners. I think he'll stick out like a sore thumb.
He only has the one suit. That's true.
He's very tall.
He's misproportioned.
Yeah.
So tailored clothes, or go to the big and tall store and just hope.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Con, like, as a handyman around the house, I fear whenever he has to do anything, like, with electrical work.
Yes, because what if he dies, or what if he comes back to life?
Yeah. What if he comes back to life harder, and then all the, like, bits and pieces become, like,
animated individually.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like now his head is actually like the head of Greg.
Yeah.
His arms like, oh, that stinky pain again.
It rolls that, so I said the penis from Greg and the head is. That rolls because that means Dr. Frankenstein found the body of Greg and he was like, everything in this is fucked except the head and dick. Those perfect working order. Plop, plop, done.
So why is
freebie?
Because Frankenstein, he's huge.
Yes, he's
why?
Like, yeah, I don't know.
How does that been. Even work?
He should be,
how
if anything.
How many torsos does he have?
I think he has the one, but for some reason, Dr. Frankenstein was like, a just fucking huge torso.
Because again, like, he's got it with proportion. Like, again, Con, like, yeah. Disproportioned boy.
Yeah, yeah. Look, Con, and obviously we've married him, so we're overlooking the physical stuff, but.
Yeah.
The physical stuff.
Okay. Con, that haircut.
Yeah, I know. And what also, I'd be scared to cut his hair because I don't know what will happen.
Yeah, I don't know. Exactly.
What? I don't know
bolts.
What's going
to
go
I
on
look,
though.
Again, imagine again, you're cuddling up to your Frankenstein, you give him a kiss on the neck, and oh, metal.
Accidentally, I'm sucking on a bolt. I'm like, whoa, oh, whoa. Sorry. Tastes like a battery.
That's unpleasant.
Con maybe is cold. I don't know.
Yes. No, pro cold. I like that. It's like I overheat a lot.
Sometimes. Yeah, but yeah, bad you cuddles. Know? But yeah, no, fair enough.
Refreshing cuddles.
Hot day, excellent. Cold day, no, yes. Thank you.
Con may rust.
Yeah.
Like, and those bolts may rust. And how far, like, indium is metal?
Yeah,
like,
I don't
what
know.
What else is indium is metal?
Can we talk about how Joel Dusha, when he hugged Frankenstein, made a sound like. How hot were you? You just come out of the molten oven. Ah, there it is. The molten oven. What did I mean?
I don't know what's going on with either of you.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening tonight.
It is very late.
Yeah,
Crow has a job.
What? Does he?
I can imagine him as Owen. No, I'm thinking of Lurch. Never mind. I just replaced Con Lurch with a Frankenstein.
Doesn't have a job.
Con hold
unemployed.
Con, the community are very mad at him. Con, kill a little girl.
Yeah.
And Owen, look, Con.
Put her to the wedding.
Con, I want to have a family. Can Frankenstein have a family?
He's got balls, doesn't he?
I mean, he's got someone.
It's weird. It's funny to imagine, like, unemployed Frankenstein lying on a couch, and you come home and you're like, how's that job going? Frankenstein looking. Frankenstein just not found the right job yet.
Also, I feel Frankenstein might overpower me, and I don't know if Frankenstein knows about consent.
Okay. That's a big con. Why did you marry him?
I just felt pressure.
Yeah,
his family.
Less unpleasant, Con, might tear my arms off in a cuddle.
Yeah.
Or just a handshake.
Yeah.
Con doesn't know his own strength. Might stroke my hair and just impale my skull.
Exactly. And again, in the bedroom situation,
yeah,
I might get things torn off me.
Yeah, well, exactly.
So I don't want that to happen.
Ooh, Con, dangerous lover.
Yeah. Pro, dangerous lover.
It goes beyond fun when your penis is torn off.
Yeah, look, Con, my penis is torn off.
The moment I'm in that terrifying moment of shock, where Frankenstein's holding my dick and looking at me like, oh, fuck. And I'm looking at him like, oh, fuck.
Nah,
I don't want that.
It's that moment before. It's that moment that is just about to, like, rip off. It's that moment of stretching. That skin and muscle and sinew just stretching. And you know, you're like, please stop. And because he doesn't have his own strength, then there's going to be that tear.
I think the tear's bad, but the look of panic before everything sets in.
Oh, no, because, like...
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Because the skin would tear first.
Yeah.
And it's a slow process. It's like...
You've just made the audience so unhappy.
Oh, hey again.
Look.
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein kind of all right for me, because aside from all the cons, he's pretty, you know.
Look,
because in the book, Frankenstein's a very gentle person, actually.
Well, he wants to be a gentle person.
Yeah, and with 20 years of relationship, I'm sure I could get him there,
after,
you know.
After he's killed, several of our firstborn and the kittens. After that, I mean, he might learn.
So I probably wouldn't have kids with him. Because of that.
Look, fair.
Until we'd taken him to a place where we could fix that. I don't know where that is, but...
Well, I guess then, Con, you've gone through a lot of kittens and or dogs.
Yeah, well, no. So again, I would be like, hey, let's go to, a physical therapy place. I'm not going to be like, let's risk it with a dog. Yeah, let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens. Oh, that's a dog and his skull's
okay,
in his back.
Shouldn't have done that. Let's try another dog. No.
No, fair.
That's
fair.
Stupid.
Look,
what job can a Frankenstein have?
Once I've trained him, any dog, even a fucking poodle, it doesn't matter.
No, what job can he have?
Oh, any job.
Yeah, what skills has he got?
He's strong, gentle, good people skills.
He would be a great carpenter, I feel.
Yeah.
He would be a great carpenter. Oh, he'd be a good handyman around the house. But again, I'm worried about literally.
He could probably be a good lumberjack. I can imagine him knocking
down
a tree with
good.
One. Yeah.
Maybe a lorry driver, truck driver?
Yeah.
Can he drive a car? He can now. Teaching someone to drive isn't that hard. I don't know, I'm looking at you. You don't have a license.
People are struggling.
So, Pro, if he has a heart attack or dies, just get a car battery, hook it up to his neck.
Yeah, I guess. Con, I don't know what I'm doing.
Pro, maybe he can't die.
Con, maybe he can't die.
Look.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a strong medium again.
Yeah. It's a worry how many of these Hammer movie monsters are hitting that medium. Can we talk about the weddings of Dracula and Wolfman? Because we didn't talk about wedding there, and I don't know if Dracula has any family that aren't bats or his brides, and I don't know what the fuck Wolfman's got going on.
What's the etiquette with a wedding with Dracula inviting his ex-brides? Because, you can be friends with your exes, but
It's weird that there are three of them.
And bringing all of them to the wedding and they're the only people he's bringing.
To be honest, I'd feel pretty smug because I'd be like, three for one. Like, he traded three for me. That's pretty good.
I'm better than those three brides.
His bridal party might just be his ex-wives.
Yeah, that's uncomfortable.
What's his name? The tries to keep killing him. Van Helsing. He might be there.
Did you?
You invited your ex-wives. I invited Van Helsing.
Why would you do that?
Why would you invite your ex-wives?
Yeah. I think of Van Helsing might be his closest friend.
I don't think they're friends. I suspect
Van Helsing would like a friendly rivalry.
That's going to be like, do you take Dracula to be your lawfully wedded husband? And I'm like, I do. And then a snake flies through.
I object! Die!
Shouldn't have invited Van Helsing. Yeah, Van Helsing. I knew this the moment I saw him in the crowd. I was like, this is going to go poorly. Yeah. So Wolfman, either just wolves, which is pretty cool,
or just guys,
or just guys. His regular family.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is just
and then
my
anyone object, and like a lot of angry like victims.
Oh, or just villagers being like, ah, oh, with torches and pitchforks. Oh, that's fair.
Dracula would have the best suit.
Yes. Wolfman, no wolf suit, man. Wolf.
Either as a wolf because he planned around the special day,
or just pants and shirtless.
Yeah.
I imagine no with cuffs.
Oh, that's nice. And a tie. Classy.
Oh, and a collar.
No, weird.
No, think about this. Ripped again, because he's ripped.
Do you mean a dog collar?
No.
Oh, okay, like a suit. Yeah, okay, now.
That's weird, Jack. Weirdo. All right, no, I imagine like just like a suit collar.
Yeah.
With a tie. Mm-hmm. Shirtless.
Yes.
Show off those sick abs.
Yeah.
And the hairy chest.
Is he a wolf or a man? He's a wolf man. A little bit of both.
I reckon maybe we do it on the day. I'm imagining, like, say, Michael J. Fox, Teen Wolf kind of look.
Oh, I was imagining... I don't know what I was imagining.
I was imagining the Wolf Man.
Yeah, I was just imagining a Wolf Man.
Yeah, which is... Isn't that kind of what Michael J. Fox is?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Hairy face. Actually, hairy not face. That good. Not that much like a wolf. Yeah. Just like a person who with that real thing you can get where you get a hairy face.
Yeah.
Right now, all of us are capable of marrying a Wolf Man. That's pretty cool. That's cool. And that's a good confidence boost.
Yeah, yeah. So imagine that, but yeah, like...
Yeah, no, that's good, that's good.
I like the idea that you haven't met Wolfman's family, and then he rocks up with his family, it's just all regular people. You're like, huh, I was expecting more wolves. And it's like, why? And you're like, great question, I don't know.
You might have the wolf that bit him.
Oh, that's true. Why do you keep inviting our husband's enemies to...
Why are they enemies? He just happened to be bit by a wolf, and that wolf just happened to turn him into a werewolf.
Oh, wait, so this is just a regular wolf.
It could just be a regular wolf.
Honey, who's that just regular wolf in the crowd?
That's the one that turned you into a werewolf.
Are you sure?
Maybe.
It might just be a random wolf that wandered in. Holy shit, guys, be careful.
That's one of yours, yeah? No.
Call a guy? Someone's going to get rid of that wolf.
Exterminator?
It's really, there's a lot of faux pas at a Wolfman wedding. Like, just inviting only wolves and being like, well, because...
You know.
Because you're a...
That's your pack, yeah?
You know, you understand that I am a man that was bitten by a wolf.
Am I...
Yeah, but you've got a dissociation with...
Yeah. Am I one of your pack now?
I invited apes to represent you. How did that make you feel?
That's fucking awesome.
Well, first
they're
off,
causing so much trouble.
That's
first off, weird Wolfman, because I didn't turn into a fucking ape one day out of the month. That's insulting.
Marry me, I loved it.
Imagine our wedding. All wolves, all apes, and us.
The wolves are fighting the apes.
The apes are riding the wolves.
A lot of
this wedding rules.
Hell yeah.
Wolf riding an ape is the one who officiates the whole wedding. I was going to go ape riding a wolf, but a wolf precariously balanced. And it chimps back being like, ooh, 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 I do.
Oh, oh, oh! I also do.
So with a wolf man.
Yes.
Yeah.
They get turned into a wolf man because they got bit by a wolf, or they got bit by a man who is also a werewolf?
They got bit by a wolf man.
All right, when does the werewolf man have to bite? Sorry, when does the wolf man have to bite the guy to turn them?
I'm not sure if he bites him as a guy. Does it count? Like just in a bar fight, someone bites you. You're like, that could have been a werewolf. I just don't know until the full moon.
It's funny to start a bar fight. Oi, you cunt, come here.
we'll go get pro with Is does Wolfman work in, like, if you kill the person that created him, does he stop being a Wolfman?
Let's say yes.
Pro, fun adventure.
Oh, to kill, but then, Con, just a guy. There are a million guys out there, there's only one Wolfman.
But I love him for
actually, there are two Wolfman, because that Wolfman built the Wolfman.
Actually, there's three, because whoever put that, bit that Wolfman, there's four, because whoever bit that Wolfman. I guess there's five.
Con, too many Wolfman.
It's a lot of... Because then there's seven, because who... No, there's eight then.
Yeah, it's going to keep going. Just letting you know.
Then there's ten.
Who is the original? Who's the Wolfman Eve? Yeah, as it were.
Who is the OG Wolfman?
I don't know.
Wolfman.
Excellent point.
So I feel maybe Dracula turned into a wolf and bit someone.
Yeah, that's true. It's weird to then bring it back to an ex of ours now.
Yeah.
He's like, I made your husband. That's something you'd never hear.
But like, the wedding of Dracula is going to suck. As we've already mentioned, like the wedding photographer, like the photos.
Yeah, nothing comes up.
It's going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Can Dracula eat cake?
Can Dracula eat something that isn't blood?
Is our cake just blood?
Is it like, oh, yay, a blood pudding cake,
Is it like half a cake and then half just a big bucket of blood? That's going to be, you know, when the classic...
Oh, no, because he can't drink dead blood.
It's cake and a guy.
Cake and just a person. I guess the bridesmaid or the flower girl.
You're thinking about this all wrong.
Yeah.
So, you know the cakes that are often at, like, stag dudes.
Yeah.
Someone comes out of the cake.
Yeah, I don't
know about it. So, you have a cake. Mm. Someone pops out of the cake. Dracula's cake.
Oh, that's all right.
It's a guy.
So you know, with lovers of Dracula, they have to generally hide their
In
fact, likes to bite a lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can pull off a choker.
Well, I don't think Dracula's biting us, unless we want it. I don't want it.
I just feel in like passion heat of the moment, I might want him to.
Oh well, that's on you. Then
you become a Dracula also.
Yeah.
But they want to hide with
him. Well, that's on you. You can't have your cake and eat it too, here, Sam.
They have photos of me.
Yeah. Yes. Get him to bite you in the back of the neck. That's not where your veins are. Don't get him to do that. That's going to achieve nothing.
And if I'm a Dracula as well, then our photos are going to be like this. Nothing.
Our wedding world.
We've already been through how you hate Dracula and Peter Jackson.
A lot of cons.
Mummies.
Fuck yes, mummies.
All right, he's a...
Tall, dark, and handsome.
Yep.
Tall, covered in bandages.
Covered in bandages.
Well, yeah. We don't know if he's handsome, mate.
Pro, if you cut yourself... Bandages.
Yeah, but he's got a limited supply. You don't. You
Cons.
Yeah.
He's a skeleton.
Is he under there?
Ooh.
Con. Never seen him naked. Might never see him naked. Don't want to see him naked.
Con. What's the genital sit like?
Well, he's probably got them, but they're not in good shape.
Con.
Con. Bad breath.
Oh yeah. Con doesn't speak. Just does this.
Con. Too dry.
Con. Communicating is gonna. So
Con can't shower. Always smells.
Con, cuddle him, maybe go in him accidentally.
Pro, though, he does smell of embalming fluids, which is mostly going to be honey.
I guess that's nice.
Con, honey will go smell bad after a while.
Yeah. Pro, it's a fucking pyramid!
Con, no lights in a pyramid. I'm always bumping into shit.
Con, pyramids often traps, you know?
Well, it's rude of him not to tell me where the traps are. But I do like the idea of me being like, ah! And then I like fall out in our lounge room and I'm like I don't know what that means. I hate being married to you.
Does he suck all the moisture out of everything that's around him?
Yeah. I am dry now. Pro, have a shower. Just be like, hey, mummy, can I just stand next to you?
Con, I'm going to be parched a lot. Speaking of, Edgar's, can I get like a soda water or something?
Thank you, Edgus.
Or cider.
It's really...
Professionalism at its finest.
I can't see anybody in the crowd except for like maybe five people.
Want to see a trick?
Yeah.
Do this.
No, I don't want to.
Because I can see everyone.
I just Hello, like everyone. To imagine Edgus is not here. That's all I was going to say. Sam is yelling
went
into
for
the void.
Cheeky burger somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So what...
Living in a pyramid, who cares?
Is it going to be humid? Do I get good internet?
No,
there? Is
no,
there Wi-Fi?
No, no,
is
no,
out?
No.
Is
there's not
TV?
Even lights. Con.
Con.
Yes.
If he gets caught on like a door handle or a nail, he's going to unravel.
And then he's just
dust.
A burnt dude.
Yeah.
I think he just dies again.
That's a shame. And if I tell the cops, they won't care.
Oh, wait. Pro might taste good.
Don't eat your husband. Hey, your drink's arrived.
Ah, thank you.
Fuck, that was quick.
No, I'm good, thank you.
Oh, I'm all good, thank you, Edgus. You're all, I love you.
Everyone,
bye.
Please,
round of applause for Edgus. King of the land.
Gosh damn hero.
Con, no lips.
Hard to kiss.
Yeah. But no. Protein.
That does have a mouth hole. But I feel if I'm making out with the mummy, my mouth is gonna get real.
Have
dry.
You ever just kissed teeth?
Yes.
Yeah, like everybody's first awkward kiss is every kiss with the mummy.
Is that lips on teeth or teeth on teeth?
It's lips on teeth. Also, Con, who knows how stable those teeth are in his mouth? So you might kiss him and then a tooth is in your mouth. And then you spit. Yeah, it's gross. This is the reality of living with the mummy.
Bro.
If we want to marry him, we got to accept this.
Bro, we can make paint out of his body. Mummy brown.
Your pros are weird for the mummy. And make
me got to make a profit.
That's like being like, oh, I'm just married to Dusha. Pro, I can use his bones to make tallow.
I'm not comfortable with this marriage all of a sudden.
Bro, his skin could keep me warm.
How do I get a divorce very quickly?
I don't know. Good luck to you.
All right. So the mummy,
medium.
Yeah, medium. He's all right.
Medium. Much better than Dracula.
No, low.
Low.
The only thing I like about the mummy is that he's tall. To be honest.
Yeah. Also, again, Con. He's slow.
Yeah. It takes him forever to get. Talk about waiting.
Well, we can do like, you know, Brendan Fraser mummy, where at least he's a dude.
Yeah, but that means he's got to steal organs, and then he's a guy. And he's got
God, he's a big sandstorm.
Yeah, I don't need
I
that.
I know how to make love to a sandstorm. I barely know how to make love to a woman.
It's funny thing about how slow the mummy is in waiting in an Uber for him, and seeing the door like, and the mummy being like. And you're like, I'm so sorry.
What kind of job?
As you can
have?
See. My husband's a mummy.
Yeah.
What kind of job can the mummy hold down?
He's already got a job.
What needs once? Drying out?
Dry cleaners?
Dry cleaners? That's not how it works.
He just stands in a dry cleaners. Mummy dried.
I don't know if that's good. I'm going to stick with my low.
Yeah. Low.
And that brings us to the last of the Hammer Movie Monsters.
Yes.
A Gilman.
Love a Gilman. Hi, doesn't speak, he speaks a fish language, that's good.
It's great.
He just screams, right?
I imagine that's the noise he makes.
Bioluminescent? No, I'm pretty sure he can fuck.
Yeah.
It's all a good name.
Con, far too wet.
Yeah, far too wet. Con, wedding is half underwater.
Yeah. Bro, you love being wet.
Yeah, I do. He's the wrong kind of wet.
Yeah, he's more slimy than wet.
Yeah.
Con, I feel the wedding is also going to be real bad because he's going to invite his Gilman family.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be a lot of, or whatever.
I imagine like the singing hymns or whatever, and my side of the family is singing hymns, and I'm like, I don't know what the Gilman side's doing.
Screaming.
Imagine they're a trilling race.
And I'm like, hey, what are your family saying?
Ah, that's right. It sounds kind of
That's awful. Yeah. I don't want that at my wedding. And I don't think the Gilman will know what's going on. So when the priest is like, do you say, will you take this Gilman to be your lovely wedded husband? I'll be like, aye. And then in the middle of that, a Gilman will be like, and then sit back down and be like, what? What? And it'll just look at me like, what was that? Please sit down.
Another con is that he has webbing on his fingers. He can't put that ring on it.
Oh, that's
so. When he's out in the clubs, no one's gonna know that he's married, and he's gonna get hit on a lot. And because he's Gilman, he'll probably go home with some hussy.
Does he know what's happening?
No, never.
Hi there, you're in a truck.
Why you come back to my house? And suddenly I've lost my husband and or wife.
Con, does the Gilman know he's married to me, or is the Gilman just wandering around my house? And I'm like, is he trying to get out?
I sure love my husband.
I like the idea of the bath, like he just flopping around in there. Is that good?
I love you too, honey.
Con, my water bill's gonna go through the roof.
Coming home every day, every tap is on. Honey, no.
Just the bath.
Pro, gas and electricity goes down.
Yeah, that's true.
He does like it cold and wet.
Con introducing him to Franz. Hey, this is my...
he got sharp teeth, yeah?
Yes.
Con.
Yeah, just a basic con.
Just a basic con.
Con, I don't know what Gilman eat.
Fish.
Frogs.
Frogs? Are the Gilman Man? Does he eat man?
I like that of me, man? Me with like a, like I don't know, steak or something, and he's just got an alive frog and it just bounces away. But he doesn't eat it.
Yeah.
Do you hate that frog, honey? I'll take it outside.
Pro, I just feel he'd be good with cats.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh wait, no, con, he'll eat the cat.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be like, scared. So I guess you eat cats, not frogs. Oh, you hate the cat? Oh, that's your food.
He loves the
cool,
cat.
That's your food.
Con, any fish tank I get, he'll try and get in. Con,
that's too small for you. That's too small for you.
Gilman, don't you kill me, you son of a bitch.
Him just with his face up against the glass. You're tapping on the glass, being like, you got yourself into this, you idiot. You're going to get out of it.
Get out, tropical, it's too hot for you. Get out, get.
Like lying and sitting on the couch later watching TV and the Gilman flops it all wet. I'm like, oh, you got out, did you? Figured your way out of that one.
Con ruined the mattress.
Oh, yeah.
Con ruined the covers. Ruined the bed, the house.
Everything is wet.
Oh, my God. Ruin your books, your electronics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Pro, seems fun.
Yeah. Bro, every day is an adventure with the Gilman.
All right. We know the best water parks to go on.
Would he, or would I be like, hey, where's a good place to go? And he's like, and then without breaking eye contact, slaps a fly. You got it, I guess.
Con could take to a water park. Sorry, Bro could take to a water park. Con, I don't know what he'd do in a water park.
Might lose him in the water park. Hello, have you seen...
Whoa, is chlorine good for him?
I don't know.
Are you screaming? I can't tell.
Hey, have you seen my Gilman husband? Is he the Gilman standing in the wave pool freaking out? Yeah, that sounds like him. Him just slapping at the waves that come near him. Get out of... Oh, my God.
All right. Hi.
Hi. Gilman rules.
Gilman's the best.
We've got time for the last Hammer Movie Monster. The one that I didn't know existed until we came on stage tonight.
Yeah.
The one that I am most hesitant to marry and to be my husband and or wife.
Yeah.
Joel Zammit.
Oh, that's hurtful.
Con seems to hate everyone he marries.
Yeah.
Con doesn't seem to understand that dating happens before marriage.
I like Gilman.
Con wants to use my skin to help him.
Con, no compromise in the relationship whatsoever. Con only seems to love me for fucking.
Low.
Extremely.
Yeah, I wouldn't marry you. I'm garbage.
Boo, you meant to fight so that wasn't sad. You wrecked it. Con, wrecking my bits.
Maybe hard.
Con, wrecking my bits.
Well, nah, I have been divorced and I look terrible. I guess I am one for one. Not good.
Pro wouldn't invite his ex to the wedding.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all right.
Pro, compared to a lot of the Hammer Movie Monsters, can speak.
Yeah.
Has a job.
Even
a good one.
Better than whatever Frankenstein's doing with his life.
Con rents.
Yeah, that's true.
Housing, like the housing market's real hard right now.
Pro, where's the suit?
Pro, working journalist.
Hey! That we know of.
Yeah. As far as we're aware.
Fingers crossed. Cancer free?
Yeah, that's good.
Again, fingers crossed.
That is a pro.
Hasn't been known to do any murders, which is something that I can say...
For none of the other Hammer Movie Monsters.
Yeah. Won't drink your blood.
Yeah, that's true. Won't drink my blood, eat my chickens, tear my arms off during lovemaking, whatever the mummy did.
I won't make you dry.
Won't make me dry and won't get my house wet.
Yeah.
Pro, can drive.
Yeah, that's true.
Very weak gag reflex.
That's
look
a con.
At these lips.
Yeah, that is.
Oh wait, weak gag reflex.
Yeah.
All right,
it's a pro. Yeah, to be honest, I don't know the gag reflex of any of the other Hammer Movie Monsters.
Well, Frankenstein presumably has none.
Yeah.
Frankenstein, you could like get anything down there.
That just makes me
an esophagus. Does he need to eat?
That just makes me uncomfortable with Frankenstein.
Hey, Franco, suck my leg.
This rules.
just thinking, because when you die, like, you lose, like anal tone.
Sure.
And so your sphincter ends up just kind of loosening up.
It gives up, yeah. So I assume when he was shocked, it sucked back up again.
Because I don't want to be cleaning up after...
No, I assume just stuff. Once a month you got to give him a zap with a stick and his anus tightens.
Con, Frankenstein's leaky.
Yeah, Ton, just that. That whole situation is bad, so, and I don't want to be part of it.
I don't have that yet, so... No, okay. But that's like, a pro. When I turn, you know, maybe 65, 70...
We might have to start zapping you with a stick.
Slightly as anal time.
Yeah.
Low.
Oh.
Probably medium, to be honest. Gilman is still the highest.
Oh, yeah, no, Gilman's fucking right.
Gilman absolutely rolls.
What's your rating of yourself?
Oh, medium? I'm better than a Dracula, that's for sure.
Doesn't know how the moon works.
Doesn't know how the moon
con.
Works.
Con. Absolute con.
Con. Fuckwit.
I also don't know how the sun works.
Double con.
I don't know how taxes work either.
All right.
I pay an accountant.
All right, I guess we'll just quickly rank them. We've got about 2 minutes before we have to get off stage.
All right. Let's go.
The worst... Cool. I want to say Dracula.
Frankenstein.
Oh,
no, the mummy sucks.
Mummy worse.
Mummy, I don't know what's happening most of the time, but mummy. He's got plans.
Dracula.
Yeah, fair. Dracula.
Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Zammit.
Yeah.
Wolfman.
Oh, wait. Zammit, Dracula, Wolfman.
That's me.
Don't own a house.
I look fair. He knows how the moon works.
Yeah, he does.
And then Wolfman, and then it's number one.
It's Gilman.
He might know how the moon works.
He does.
Wolf. No, you know who might know.
Who's that?
Neil Armstrong.
Oh, okay.
You know who's playing him soon?
Who's
Ryan
that?
Ryan Gosling. Hi.
Good for you.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been a fuckwit.
And we should have gone to bed hours ago. Thank you so much for coming to our late night show at the Soho Theatre. Two things just before we go. One, we are selling merch that is available upstairs with Mark. T-shirts are discounted because this is the end of our tour. So if you've come and seen us before and been like, I want a shirt, but I don't want to pay 15 quid. Tonight, they are discounted. So please go buy them. Also, we are doing another live show tomorrow night with a different topic. Same place, same time. It will be our last show in the UK, probably for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Please come down if you don't already have a ticket. And we'd love to see you again. You guys have been great. We've been Plumbing the Death Star. Have a good night.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.